AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A setback for the prosecution of Donald Trump in New York. An appellate court's granted a halt to the trial, scheduled to start October 2nd, after Trump's lawyers filed a complaint the trial judge had abused his authority. This trial is one of four against the former president. New York Attorney General Letitia James announced the charges last year.
The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system.
A special counsel in Delaware has brought criminal charges against President Biden's son, Hunter, stemming from his application to purchase a gun in 2018. He's also under investigation for his business dealings, and that's what's prompted an impeachment hearing against his father. Our Sagar Magani reports on public sentiment about that.
An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds about a third of Americans are highly concerned over whether the president committed wrongdoing related to Hunter Biden's business affairs.
North Korea's leader has just arrived in another Eastern Russian city to tour a fighter jet plant. New England's already experienced torrential rain, flooding, and a tornado this week, and now it has to prepare for tomorrow's impacts from Hurricane Lee. The National Hurricane Center's Deputy Director Jamie Rome says residents from Rhode Island to Maine need to get ready.
These winds, these hazardous conditions will impact coastal areas here in the Northeast Friday night, overnight Friday night, and Saturday.
First, it was MGM Grand, and now Caesars Entertainment says it, too, has been the victim of a cyber attack. But Caesars says its casinos are still able to operate. This is AP News. How popular are Beyonce and Taylor Swift? They have become a newspaper beat. It's me.
Gannett, which owns USA Today and more than 200 other newspapers, says Taylor Swift and Beyonce have a big enough impact on culture that they each deserve reporters covering only them. You won't break my soul. It could be a dream job for a superfan of either one, but Gannett says the job requires skills in print, audio, and visual journalism. The News Guild reports Gannett shrunk its workforce 47% in the last 3 years from layoffs and attrition, and local reporting in particular is shrinking. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Three families and a pediatrician in North Dakota are seeking to block the state's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. One of the families says that type of care has improved their child's well-being, and they're considering moving out of state to receive it. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.